This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson, world-famous violinist Itzhak Perlman. We'll pay a visit to Penn State University Park Thursday night. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with him by phone about his career and his upcoming performance.
Itzhak Perlman is an undisputed master of the violin. He's been a classical violinist for some six decades now, and he got his start very early. I understand you decided on your own to play the violin at a very early age. How did that happen?
You know, you get attracted to something. In my case, it was listening to violin on the radio and just saying, that's what I want to do.
You were very young at the time, around age three, I think. Do you remember having that discovery?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah?
It was kind of a natural thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a gradual thing that you want to do, and you express it to your parents, and then they do whatever they're supposed to do.
Did they take you seriously right away when you were that young?
Yes, they did.
And that's lucky for you and for all of us, too.
Yeah.
Your parents didn't push you to play the violin. That was all you. But I understand they did have to get on your case to practice a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Well, really, nobody likes to practice. It's drudgery. When you practice, you are by yourself. You sit alone and you practice. Sometimes the parents also play the same instrument, so they practice with you. In my case, my parents were not musicians or anything like that, so all they could tell me was that I should practice.
Perlman must have overcome his aversion to practice because he got very good very quickly. And at the age of 13, he got a big break in his career. Ed Sullivan came to Israel and heard you play and then invited you to be on his TV show back in the 1950s. How did that all come about?
Well, he just came to Israel and he wanted to have a show, and I just played for him. And, I played for him, and he said, okay, that's what I want, you know. I want you on my show. So it was, you know, there were other artists from there that he took. And so I suppose I was in the violin department because he had a variety show. Obviously, he was the master of the variety show. He needed a lot of different acts, and I was one of the acts.
What was it like to be on the Ed Sullivan Show when you were 13 years old?
It was extremely exciting. I mean, I've never been exposed to anything having to do with actual television, you know, because in Israel at that time, talking about 1958, there was no television yet. So at that time, this was really totally a new experience. The only thing that we had in Israel at that time was radio. So there I was, you know, jumping from listening to something on radio to going on something that's a box that you can see people in the box.
That night on the Ed Sullivan Show, Perlman played the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor, which he plays here in a recording from 1993. Played so many places, concert halls around the world, on Sesame Street, at the White House, at President Obama's first inauguration. Is there one special place or special performance that stands out more than the others?
Well, the Obama inauguration was the most amazing experience on many, many levels. Obviously, every time that I would play at the White House, it was something extremely special. For which, whatever president it was, you know, my first concert in Israel, coming back after studying here at the States and playing the first time, that was fantastic. So a lot of wonderful experiences.
As a classical musician, you're playing works that have been around sometimes for hundreds of years, and you've been sometimes playing them for decades. Do they stay fresh for you?
That's an excellent question. You mentioned one of the great challenges of a musician that is a classical musician, and I talk about that also to my students. The answer, at least part of the answer, is that when the work is a great work of art, you know, a great musical work, I find that I don't have a problem with it. You know, I just concentrate on what the music says to me. And the other thing is to not automatically play something the same way that you played yesterday or last week or a month ago or a year ago, but to always look for something new in the music, and especially when the music is a great masterpiece. You know, take, for example, the Beethoven Violin Concerto. I find it not at all a problem, you know, because I try to do basically to concentrate on the actual music, what it says to me.
This is Perlman in a recording of the Beethoven Concerto from the 1990s. So tell me about this performance you're doing at Penn State. What will we hear and what will we see?
What you're going to hear is a little bit of what we spoke about right now. I'm going to talk about my life, and I'm going to play a little bit, and maybe you're going to see, you know, photo album or maybe a few videos and so on. It's going to be like a very informal kind of evening where I tell my story, and hopefully people will be interested in my story, you know. I will talk about my journey in music and so on and so forth.
Perlman will reflect on his career and play some music with his longtime collaborator, pianist Rohan da Silva, Thursday night at Penn State. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
You can see An Evening with Itzhak Perlman Thursday evening at 7:30 in Eisenhower Auditorium on Penn State's University Park campus. You'll find details on the community calendar at wpsu.org/radio.